Hey, we got a special guest on the line with us this morning from VSEC, Marilyn Cargill, Vice President of Financial Aid Services. Marilyn, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I am great. It's a beautiful day here, and the fog has lifted here, so it really looks lovely.
Tell us what VSEC stands for.
So VSEC is the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, and we are the agency that is in the state of Vermont to help students and adults go on to training and education beyond high school.
And I believe September is College Savings Month, is it not?
That is absolutely correct, and VSEC has a really fun event going on this month to draw attention to the importance of saving for college, and families can enter a drawing that five of them are going to win $100 savings accounts that we will either put money into account that's already been set up or we'll help them set the account up. And then there's additional prizes like college hoodies and tickets to sporting events and to the state parks and all kinds of fun things.
Now, I've been hearing a lot of talk about the 529 college savings plan. What is that and what do I need to know?
So 529 is simply the IRS code that was used when college savings plans was created. So that's all that 529 stands for. And the savings plans are a way for families to save and earn money for college in a protected way so that the interest that they are earning is not taxable if it's used for higher education or training. And the other thing here in the state of Vermont is that these 529 plans come with an income tax credit so that if first $2,500 that you contribute to a plan, 10% of that creates a tax credit. So a family could receive $250 for one parent, and if it's a couple filing jointly that puts $5,000 away, they could receive up to $500 of tax credit.
Now, does having a 529 plan hurt in the financial aid process?
No. There's a small amount of the 529 plan that's looked at in the financial aid contribution calculation for parents, but the vast majority of it is not. So families are always, always better off to have saved so that interest actually helps them as they're saving money versus paying interest when you have to borrow student loans to go to school. So no, savings plans are always the right option.
Now, speaking of savings, we're say the right age you want to start saving for this 529 plan.
Well, certainly, as with all savings plan, the earlier the better, but there's no such thing as a wrong age to start saving. Even if you start saving when your student is 16, they're not going to graduate till they're 22, so you still have 6 years that you can take advantage of putting money away and of the tax credit. So you should always start, but obviously the sooner you start, the better. And the sooner you start, perhaps, you know, this is an opportunity for other folks in your family, the aunts and uncles and the best friends that are giving your children Christmas gifts and birthday gifts and holiday gifts, to also help with the saving for college.
A couple more questions now that you mention it. A gift. Now, let's say I've got some grandchildren and I want to contribute. How would you give a gift?
So there's a couple of different ways that you can end up doing a gift. One, the owners of the accounts, who, if the parents have an account for their child, they can actually send out a document to you that allows you to gift to that child. But if you know the child's account number, you can just write a check and send it in with the account number and put it into the student's account. So gifting is really easy. And if you will go to VSEC.org, there's the information you need and the forms you need to be able to do that.
Are there any tax credits with gifting?
No. It's the only person that can take the tax credit is the owner of the account.
The owner of the 529 account.
Right. Okay. That person can take up to 10% of the first $2,500 that they contribute to the account as a tax credit. And if it's a couple filing jointly, they can take up to the first 10% of $5,000 or a $500 credit.
Marilyn, we appreciate you talking with us this morning. And if somebody wants more information about what VSEC has to offer, where can they get that info?
Certainly, they can go to VSEC.com. vsat.org, which is our website where there's lots of phone numbers and contact information for us. They also can go to Facebook, to Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, and get information there. And they can always call our toll-free number, 1-800-642-3177.
Marilyn, thank you again. We appreciate it. And Marilyn Cargill, Vice President of Financial Aid Services with VSAC. Marilyn, have yourself a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 66 degrees right now.